This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. President, you didn't let us down. In fact, it's been way more successful than I thought you could be. But America and the world was hungry for this, and nationalism and free market so much better than communism is burgeoning everywhere. All over Latin America, all over Africa, people are trying. Areas of Asia, Eastern Europe's on fire. The UK, Brexit, Iceland. They're trying to reform the Vatican right now. It's been taken over by globalists, admittedly. Let's bring Owen Schroyer in here during the next break. I'll segue with him. We've got a bunch of special reports coming up. I, today, was going to be off air working on some big projects that are going to be game-changing, to say the least. But our fortunes against the globalists have really been turning well. Again, these attacks are desperate. I'll give it to the globalists, the Clintons, those different combines, they are ruthless and they are crazy, because we should open the phones up, if not today, on Sunday. I took a lot of calls yesterday, and we have a lot of special reports and guests joining us. But I got to tell you, they're not going to be able to execute this operation successfully. And I don't put good faces on things. Everybody knows that I put the worst face on things so that people wake up. But I'm not trying to demoralize the enemy when I say this, because they don't listen. They're just totally mentally ill and never think past two or three steps. They think three steps is deep thought. Yeah. How about 50 steps, 100 steps, morons? And if they even look two steps down, one step down, with what they're doing right now, from a sick perspective, there's going to be a lot of carnage and problems. It's better, probably, for humanity. The Lord works mysterious ways. And those that have wisdom learn sorrow, as the Bible says, because God gives us our free will, but everything evil does works up front, but then doesn't work after. Everything good does takes step after step and a lot of time, but then once it goes, it's like, whoa, you man. Why don't I 100% want to be good? That's what I want to do. Wow. This good just gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better. Bad kind of cheats up front and then just degenerates and falls apart. And the people doing evil, they just think like they're getting power because they know how to cheat. And again, I use the analogy of cancer. If cancer was conscious, if cancer was awake, was self-aware, it would think, man, I am like taking over organs, bones, brain. This whole damn system's mine. And the chain reaction starts, and the cancer doesn't realize that when that heart stops beating, that blood starts flowing. You just took over the colony organism, the spacesuit colony organism, carries on the past experience of our spirits in these suits together through our passion and love together, combining our experiences together so that our spirits can ride along through eternity as consciousness, God's consciousness, experiencing this life. That's so deep. That's why they're targeting the genetics. It's why they're targeting the families. It's why they're targeting, because they're mad scientists. They're trying to find out how it works, the fallen ones, so that they can try to figure out how to be God by tinkering with one of God's creations. And then they try to impress everybody when they malfunction something. Oh, look what we made. Look what we did. And of course, they never make anything. They just abominate something. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, just from the perspective of being a radio talk show host, I mean, every day is like Super Bowl sudden death overtime. I mean, before the Republicans were horrible, the Democrats were horrible, and the globalists were just a bunch of corrupt people figuring out how to consolidate power. Now, in Russia's nationalism, that's how things work, and a big turning, a big awakening. Trump rides in like the Silver Surfer battling Galacticus. And now we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming in December. We said from our congressional sources, Owen Schroyer here riding shotgun with me, we knew this was all coming down. But still, when you see it all over CNN, everywhere, just celebrating, eat your popcorn. Dun, 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 it's all true. The media didn't lie to us finally. Trump told Flynn, talk to the Russians when he was the incoming national security advisor. That's like saying a baker got up at 3 a.m. and went in to make donuts, and we caught the baker putting their hands in the dough, Owen.
Yeah, I think Rob had to come over and give me a message this morning that you told him to send to me. So clearly, you know, you're colluding behind closed doors with me and sending Rob to do your dirty work.
Well, the point is, it's standard that the next day after you get elected, for the week you thank your constituents, then you start contacting the old White House about transition and all their contacts and their concerns and meetings. And then for the next couple weeks, you contact. This is how it's done. Trump did it as it's done. You contact all the world leaders, and they're like, will he meet with the Russians? And he's like, well, that's quite normal. And they've intimidated the president with a few things they've done into not privately meeting with Putin. Not he should have already. Reagan or Obama would have already met with him five times. He meets everybody else. But now Flynn, I mean, I keep harping on this. They got the stuff illegally by wiretapping, which doesn't even show anything. They just say the transcript they have is different. No one even says.
Which they're still denying they did, by the way.
We have a transcript of your talk with the Russian ambassador, and it's not exactly as you said. We pulled it out. We had like a, they pulled over like a gypsy wagon on the side of the road in Romania, and they went in a woman and got a crystal ball. They admitted they were spying on Flynn. That's why they said, look out, we got your contacts with Russians.
Well, I don't think this is going to bode well for them. I really think this is going to backfire on them, especially if they try. I mean, they have charges.
Well, let's pull up the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Let's go to CNBC. Let's see. They want to tank the economy. They don't want this recovery.
But see, I think, Alex, I think that's more of people actually buying into the hysteria. I don't think it's going to last. Because once this whole Flynn hysteria kind of dies down, just like the Russian hysteria dies down, I think the stock will go back up. I mean, it's still over 24,000.
No, but it's down 146 points.
This is the freak out. These are the people that actually believe the New York Times. These are the people that actually believe CNN.
Hillary was going to win 97%.
Yeah. So you're just seeing the backlash. I don't think that this trend is going to continue.
I agree, but it's one more hoax. It's like Flynn was directed by the president as National Security Advisor to talk to the Russian ambassador. But so that's what he should have made that phone call within the first 2 weeks, and he did. They started making the phone calls 2 weeks in, exactly as you're supposed to.
But think of what happens next.
But if the president wanted to call the Russians the first day, I said that. I said, Get this Russia thing out in the open. Get Putin over here. Go play golf. Eat some hamburgers. Make a big joke and say, we both love Jesus. Go to hell. I'm serious. Just go where they think they're strong, because it's bull.
Well, it may have been a better idea.
Oh, I'm sorry the Russians are wiping out the Islamicists. Oh, it's so horrible. I'm so horrible. So horrible they're becoming more free market than we are and pay people to have kids and are Christian and won't let them teach five-year-olds how to give fellatio. Them damn Russians, excuse me.
Well, maybe if he would have sold some uranium to Russia and then got a
little... Or met on the tarmac or killed criminal investigations.
Maybe then it would be okay.
Or lied to Congress like Clapper did.
But what happens next, Alex? Okay, so let's say they try to move on Flynn for this. Well, you don't think that people are going to start looking at Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein and all the other people that...
But Trump's not a jerk. He didn't create some special prosecutor to claim if you ever talk to a Russian, you're going to prison.
But
I told him over and over, I said, offense now.
I just don't think they're going to – I think that this is a news cycle story that they're trying to push. I don't even think really anything could maybe necessarily happen to Flynn with this deal. I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, notice we haven't heard any of this from Flynn either. Let's go to InfoWars or Drudge or wherever, and you see these headlines. Again, people ask me, what are you doing posting propaganda on InfoWars? We're showing you what they're saying so you can respond. If we post Chinese news or Russian news or British news, it doesn't mean we work for them or the New York Times. We're showing you what they're saying. Can I see the comments going, Jones, you're calling it propaganda that Flynn, is flipped. What are you saying, Drudge is a liar? That's what they're saying. Drudge isn't saying that. Again, people try to start infighting. I'm not going to put up with it.
Well, this has been an issue, but it's always because of fake news. You have to you can't take a headline or a story and assume that you understand the full thing.
And you got
to
wait a few days. Because I got to say, I already know all this stuff, but when you see it, you're like, whoa, what the?
Well, and
Flynn's flipping, you know.
And you see the response, too. You know, that's the craziest, is the response from people that are like, oh, this is it. You know that there's probably some people in, maybe not Trump's base, but on the conservative side that are like, uh-oh, now it's Flynn, you know, look out. Alex, like, here's what they try to do.
Manafort, they had nothing. 10-year-old stuff, nothing to do with Russians. Let me tell you the secret. I like Flynn, but let me just say this. They got him on Turkey. He didn't fill out the paperwork. They got him over a barrel. That's the real deal. And no one even knows in the media. They're so dumb. It's all about Turkey. They've got Flynn on real stuff when it comes to Turkey. Okay? They've got something there. Nothing on Russia. So now it's but they know that's too obvious in the media. Plus, the media needs something about Russia. So they make it about the transcript of the phone call with the Russian ambassador. Again, how did you get that? Illegal wiretapping.
Well, and I think the whole reason why they want to target Flynn is because Flynn outed the relationships inside the government with Golan and his terror network. So that's why they wanted to go after Flynn. But
that's a very powerful group. He also said lock Hillary up. I mean, again, do you agree if the left is able to trigger a civil war? I mean, they're not going to win. You're going to take away our recovery, take away everybody's future, take away sovereignty, and piss on the Christmas tree and all your weird neurotic mental illness, and then everyone's going to love you if you're successful? I mean, in a way, if they remove Trump, this is even better for America, because this is going to go from Trump being back to messianic.
Well, it would take probably a 10 to 20-year political movement to accomplish what we really want to accomplish.
No, I agree. That's why they're panicking. He is scientifically dismantling them in the first year.
But if they remove him, it would be 2 years. It would be literally in the streets, civil war. I mean, that's what would happen if they remove Trump.
Oh, that's the thing. They want to end the elections, have new elections, overturn the last election of Congress as well, bring in a permanent dictatorship. They're never going to get that far with this fight unless they go pure authoritarian. And that's what they're openly saying, man. They're going to try to arrest you, me, everybody.
And it's not
how un-American is that? Because we're Russian agents, because we want the economy to come back.
No,
well, I tell you, if the Russians are behind this, they're our good buddies.
Well, why, that's what I'm saying. Why do we have a beef with Russia all of a sudden? Like, nobody actually says this is why Russia is bad. Nobody actually lays out a list of reasons why we shouldn't be colluding with Russia.
Well, they say Putin might have killed reporters, and then every time it turns around, it's some triple agent they get rid of. Oh, yeah.
This is the double standards are
far. Putin doesn't need to kill reporters. He's got an 85% approval rating. And every one of these reporters, I used to buy into this 10 years ago. I went and actually looked at the reporters that were being killed. They were triple agents of the EU or globalists who they found out had gone over to the Russians. Surprising, Russians ended up going over to the Russians and were double-crossing the globalists. These were Russians that were double-crossing the globalists that they were killing that were signed on with Soros.
Well, when you see
they were killing Russian spies that had flipped on them. You understand?
I think, Alex, right now, everything is so crazy in the news. You go back just a week and you listen to your show and there's like all of this breaking news that should be so paramount and huge, but we have to move on. We have to move on immediately to the next thing. And
just forget how they know he was on the phone with a Russian. Just he lied. They said it. Trust them. And you know, they're going to. And he talked to a Russian.
So Time, though, prints this story out. This is it. They really think this is it.
Everyone in Donald Trump's orbit who has been charged by Mueller.
There's four names.
Four.
Papadopoulos, who's a no one.
Who would always come to meetings, obviously going, whatever they had on him. Russia, let's meet with the Russians. They're like, stop it, kid, no.
Flynn, who, again, he's been charged, and this is going to backfire on them if they move with this. Manafort, which is a process deal. And then Rick Gates, who no one's even heard of. I mean, so there's their list. There's their big list, Alex. Four names without anything really coming.
Yeah, but you and Tucker Carlson, and they said Rand Paul's a Russian agent.
He said it on. They said it on the floor
of the Senate. You're a Russian agent.
Was it McCain?
I think you're a Russian.
You're a Russian.
But if you're Mueller, it's like, here's uranium. Oh, 10 different business deals, hundreds of millions for me. Oh, I'm actually on the Russian payroll, so I run the Russia investigation. I'm Mueller the Great. It's Mueller the Great. Oh, Mueller.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And
we're committing sacrilege. We're playing Christmas music here. I'm going to play some actual choral music coming up in the next few weeks. Joy to the World, the King is here. And things that will really trigger the globalists, because we're going to exercise our culture. I used to hear that, oh, there's a war on Christmas 10 years ago. I didn't believe it. Now it's out in the open. But here we are, folks. We have Roger Stone with big breaking news. He's under the weather, so he's joining us via telephone. I'm going to leave it at this. I have talked some to the Flynn family over the last few years. And we agree with their policies and views towards the globalists and the Islamists and the rest of it. They are patriots. And Roger Stone works for Infowars.com because he's more of a political expert than I am. I've let him do some of the talking. I don't know how far he wants to go with the big breaking news and the fact that he's also missed some important phone calls this morning while he was getting ready for this transmission. So we'll have more breaking throughout the day here at Infowars.com and on our local affiliates and stations. But they are saying that Flynn has flipped. He's turning against the president, that the president directed him to meet with the Russian ambassador or to make contact. And this is like admitting their children buried in the basement. As I've said 1,000 times, that's what the National Security Advisor does incoming. So this is a bunch of hype. So has Flynn really flipped, pleading guilty? Do they have a transcript of his call to the Russian ambassador, illegal wiretapping? So all we're hearing is what the media says is coming out of Flynn. We're hearing what Mueller says. But Roger Stone, I'm told, has some breaking intel for us on this and a lot more as well as the day unfolds. So, Roger, thanks for joining us.
Alex, I'm glad to be with you and apologize for being under the weather. I think the change of season in New York may have gotten me, but I got a pretty good case of the flu. But I will be on the job today because this is too important. Alex, I think it's a very sad day that they have broken a good man. I am told by sources close to the Flynn camp that the inexorable financial and personal pressure they put on Flynn was just more than he can bear.
And going after his brother.
His youngest son, which is a pressure point as well. This culminated evidently when the FBI surprise raided his office, as they did Paul Manafort's home, and it was in that exchange that evidently Flynn said something that he's now being charged was false. In other words, we don't have an act here that's wrong. He's being charged with lying to the FBI. The idea that he would lie about the president telling him to set up a meeting with the Russians, if we could be clear, the president and Flynn had the authority to meet with the Russians. The Russians are in possession of nuclear weapons. Not speaking to them, probably a bad idea, generally speaking. So, again, as we saw in the Manafort case, they are indicting a good man on ridiculous charges that don't go to the heart of a crime.
And they know where to put the pressure. They put it on your family. I have personally experienced it.
It is extraordinary that the FBI would act in this way. I'm told that this is all directed by Assistant Director McCabe. And we will have more breaking news on this. I have been back and forth with my very best source who is calling me now. So I will be
calling
into InfoWars.
Get off now. Thank you. Yeah, that's the source. So we're going to find out directly from Flynn exactly what's really going on here. And just earlier this week, our Flynn source, very close to Flynn,
said, no, we just hate the fact we've been cut off from the president and don't know what's going on. He needs to know all this stuff that's coming up, but they didn't tell us what it was. So they said, no, we're not doing this. So he's just saying, hey, I plead guilty. They've got a transcript, and I said something different. Okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just leave my family alone. His brother, who's a general out in Hawaii, his son, I mean, they're going after all of them. And then he feels betrayed because Trump never contacts him, and because they tell Trump, well, don't talk to him because he's the bad guy because, you know, he talked to the Russians as national security advisor. And that's just what Roger was saying here. This is like saying we caught the dog catcher catching dogs, or we caught a short order cook cooking eggs sunny side up and hash browns and grits. Or it's like saying we caught Mama, you know, making Sunday supper. We caught Alex Jones being a talk show host. I mean, just the way they make it, like, you can't talk to the Russians is crazy.
And again, they haven't told us why the Russians are bad or what they're doing. They make up stories about them trying to rig our election with no evidence. But Alex,
and the incoming president isn't supposed to talk to them, which is the standard deal. So it's, again, Flynn admits Trump told him to make contact. I keep going back to this because it's just preposterous.
Well, and they say that Trump is an isolationist, yet here they are upset with him trying to reach out and have a relationship with Russia and try to strengthen Russia as an ally.
He's the opposite of an isolationist. He just wants unilateral, one-way deals, two-way deals between countries, not these big, oh, we'll have an IMF run things or have a TPP. It'll do it.
Well, I'll be honest, though. The thing that really bothers me about this, I don't think, you know, hopefully, you know, what they've done to Flynn is obviously just wrong on so many different levels. But what really bothers me about this is that they're going to try to say he lied to the FBI. I think that that's a misnomer. I think maybe he misspoke or didn't understand the full context of what they were trying to do to him. But how can you complain about Flynn lying to the FBI and do nothing about James Comey, Hillary Clinton, or Clapper? I mean, these people not only lied to the FBI, they lied to the American people. James Comey lied under oath.
And we have the video on InfoWars.com. I'm going to punch you out while I go work on some of this stuff behind the scenes because this is direct info. So you're going to take over here. I'm glad you were here riding shotgun in case this happens. So this is unfolding just like we thought it might today. So stay right there. A little Christmas present from the globalist trying to overthrow the recovery, overthrow taking care of the veterans, overthrow securing the border, overthrow getting hundreds of billions of new job investment.
This is the overthrow of America, Alex. That's what this is. If they remove,
and by the way,
this is overthrowing America. They are removing the republic, they're taking away your right to a vote, and they're just destroying America. That's it.
If Trump hadn't delivered in the stunning ways he has, just way above what it's literally biblical, then I'd be, so what? It's ridiculous! And that's the thing. What's going to happen if they're successful? Do they think that it'll be a Pyrrhic victory? You know, where you win this fight but lose the war. I mean, this is sick. Briefly. Because I get so excited, I don't even plug. And we're here, we're listener-supported, we're under globalist attack as well. Nothing like the president. Pray for him. Pray for the president. Pray for America. Pray for awakening. I cannot believe how real this is, how amazing this is. And this is really separating the sheep from the goats here, folks, the good from the bad. But we're extending free shipping throughout the weekend because I've been so busy. I'm the guy that comes up with the specials and the deals. And we got 50% off on more than, 14 items. A bunch of this stuff is sold out, though, like the caveman and this winter sun and a bunch of others. So those aren't 50% off because they just sold out. That's my problem. I've got to come up with new specials because before something sells out, we go back to regular price until more comes in. So you get 10% off additional with auto ship, 67% off on colloidal silver, silver bullet, unprecedented. You do auto ship. We lose money on that, but that's okay. I want you to see how great it is. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Our colloidal silver has a 98% review out of 2,500-plus reviews. That's how great these are. A lot of these top-line private labels that we buy private labeling are allowed to go below the map prices that the companies put it out for. It's how we do it contractually. It's totally moral, though it is extremely cutthroat. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Bet on America, bet on freedom, bet on the future. Shop with InfoWarsStore.com to crush the enemy.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look at everything that has happened since the election of President Trump. Economically, unemployment down, jobs up, wages up, housing index is looking good, prices are up. Stock market soaring to records, bad trade deals being renegotiated, TPP being eliminated, Paris Climate Accord being eliminated, Trump making the UN accountable for all of the financial burdens that it puts on us. Okay, so there's success there. How about in the media? Let's see. Trump has gone after political correctness and not made it so taboo to speak in such a manner. He's called out the fake news media that has been pretty much destroyed now, especially with the help of Project Veritas. He's exposed the fake news. I mean, you want to talk about exposing the fake news. How about all of the sexual assault and all the perversion that's now come out about Hollywood and the media and government? How about all the arrests we've had of the pedophiles and the pedophile networks and the sex trafficking? How about all that? And yet, you still have people out on the streets complaining about President Trump. And if you don't understand that everything you're seeing the deep state do to try to discredit President Trump, go after people they quote say are in his inner circle, which isn't even true anymore, folks, it's all because what Trump is doing. And most people don't understand the entire geopolitics of the world, how the world really works. I'm not sitting here acting like I understand it all, but what I'm saying is the people that operate the levers of power on the world stage are all shaking in their boots because of President Trump. And that's why they're waging everything against him. They're throwing the kitchen sink at him. They're throwing the fridge at him. They're throwing anything they can at him, whether it's legitimate or not. Literally, they make things up. They make up a dossier funded by Hillary Clinton. You have David Brock's Media Matters group attacking anything that's not Trump media, and then the actual heads of Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube are censoring any news that InfoWars or anyone else wants to put out there that's pro-Trump. Why? Now, all of these people that protest Trump at the same time would protest the government and say the government is corrupt. The very corrupt government that's now going after Trump. But it doesn't stop there, folks. It's in the media every day. So they've got three angles right now that they're trying to pull on Trump. The fake Trump-Russia story, collusion story. That's what this Flynn thing is about. You've got Trump is mentally unfit, so they can invoke the 25th Amendment, and we'll have that coming up. In fact, let's go to that right now. So here is, so you've got the Trump-Russia thing. That's what the Flynn deal is about, to try to make that stick. Then you got the Trump is mentally unfit, even though Nancy Pelosi literally can't even get through a sentence without having a brain freeze or fumbling. John McCain apparently has brain cancer, but he's apparently okay. But here's Crazy Joe and Bleeding Mika trying to reprop up the argument that Trump is unfit to serve.
We are headed towards a nuclear showdown. Most insiders say, and Richard has said this for some time, and it matches everything we've heard from inside the administration, we are closer to war on the Korean Peninsula than most Americans know. We heard this months ago that we are going to have a ground war.
And this is Trump's
in Korea.
Trump's
they believe that inside the White House for a very long time. And yet, he is completely detached from reality. We had a New York Times and Washington Post piece saying so a couple of days ago. And the question is, Mika, if this is not what the 25th Amendment was drafted for,
and it's not like Roger Stone reported that for InfoWars a year ago.
Cabinet members serving America, not the president, serving America.
America.
You serve America, and you know it.
Just pause it. Just pause it. See, this is how absurd it is. See, Crazy Joe, who magically dead interns wind up in his office, that's just a coincidence, though. Trump calls that out. Crazy Joe is up here acting like Trump isn't serving America. It's like, but he knows better. Crazy Joe isn't stupid. Crazy Joe knows how to, he's not illiterate. He's not ignorant. He knows damn well what Trump has done for the economy. He knows damn well what Trump has done for the United States geopolitical standing in the world. He knows exactly what's going on. But see, he is a corrupt individual. He is fake news. And whoever is blackmailing him or controls him or whatever it is are telling him you have to go after Trump because they're all in this together. Are you seeing that yet? Are people seeing this yet? Are they finally getting it? I mean, you want to talk about collusion. Here, finish Crazy Joe.
You know you don't serve Donald J. Trump. Scam developer.
Scam developer. One of the most successful real estate.
Reality TV show host. You don't represent him.
Did she just try to pipe in racist?
120 million
Stop
people.
Stop it real quick. I just have to see that. Can we rerun that back? I got to hear. Mika tried to get a word in edgewise and Crazy Joe wouldn't let her. Mika has to deal with that a lot because Crazy Joe is such a toxic masculinist. He never lets bleeding Mika get a word in. Play this again.
Scam developer, Trump University proprietor, reality TV show host. You don't represent him. You represent 320 million people.
This is like their scene. Like she just sits there,
literally in your
like Big Bird.
And we are facing a showdown with a nuclear power, and you have somebody inside the White House that the New York Daily News says is mentally unfit.
Oh, the New York Daily News said he's unfit. I'm talking to him, a psychologist on their staff.
The people close to him during the campaign told me had early stages of dementia. Now, listen, you can get mad at me if you want to.
You can say that's not okay to say. But
it is okay to say we... When are we supposed to say this? After the first nuclear missile goes?
You know what? Here, pause it right here. This is what I'm talking about. I never watched this crap. I never watched the news. The first time you tune into this, you should be... I mean, this guy is assaulting me. Crazy Joe is assaulting me with lies right now. Crazy Joe is assaulting our republic right now. He is insulting the American people, lying about Donald Trump, lying about our president, slandering our president. I mean, this is unbelievable. And see, here's what they don't realize. They don't realize that every time they do this, Trump's base gets bigger and more people hate them. All right, folks, that's enough of Crazy Joe and Bleeding Mika. The big story today is the witch hunt, going after Flynn, getting him on a process crime, getting him on a perhaps statement he made, and then claiming it's a lie. This is what's developing right now. I believe this is going to come back to bite the very Democrats and deep state that are trying to perpetuate this story, because what are they going to do? If you actually are fair, if you want to talk about justice, and you're really going to go after Mike Flynn for, if you're really going to act, see, this is the catch. See, they're so deceiving. They pretend like the story is Flynn is caught colluding with Russia because of Trump's orders, when that's not what happened at all. So it's just like, this is how they deceive, this is how they trick. And then I have to go out in the streets and interview the very people that believe it, and you can ask them, so what did Mike Flynn do to collude with Russia? He lied to the FBI. So, but how did he collude with Russia? He lied to the FBI. He lied. They're Trump Russia. Did you see the dossier? There was a dossier. I saw it on BuzzFeed. Roger Stone is on the other side with the breaking news, folks. It's breaking. It's huge.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone told you they were going to try to invoke the 25th Amendment to take Trump out. He's now got the breaking intel on what the behind-the-scenes angles are going on with this Flynn witch hunt. Roger Stone joins me now. Roger, thanks for joining us today, even though you're a bit under the weather.
Owen, great to be back. I apologize for having to jump offline here for a moment, but the sources are calling around the clock to try to fill in the blanks on this extraordinary sequence of events. I can now tell the InfoWarrior audience that the reports roughly a week ago that General Flynn's legal team had cut off communications with the president's lawyers turns out to be exactly backwards. It was the president's lawyers who told Flynn's lawyers, we're no longer going to be communicating with you. In other words, they cut Mike Flynn off. In the meantime, the FBI has put inexorable personal and financial pressure on him. In the crosshairs is Michael Flynn's son, Michael Flynn's son, Michael Flynn Jr., a particular target for the FBI because when the Obama administration fired the counterterrorism expert Robin Grites, General Flynn came to Grites' defense. Grites was the target of Andrew McCabe, the FBI deputy director, and we now know that it was at that point that former CIA director Woolsey went first to Vice President Joe Biden with his tall tale about Mike Flynn being involved in the plans to secretly extradite a radical Turkish cleric who has been holed up in the Pennsylvania Poconos and has been charged with inciting the coup in Turkey that failed. When Woolsey showed up at Biden's office in an attempt to download this nugget of lies against Mike Flynn, who should be there but Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes of the Obama administration, the high command of the Obama NSA. So the Turkish pressure that was fomented by Woolsey, who I believe is projecting, he's the one who was involved in the plans to extradite and kidnap the Turkish cleric, not Mike Flynn. The financial pressure and the raid on Flynn's office by the FBI in December, that is the handiwork of Andrew McCabe and Andrew Weissman of the Robert Mueller strike force, is the incident in which Flynn is charged with lying to the FBI about being directed to reach out to the Russian ambassador. That's the nugget of this. What they're charging him with is lying about being directed to reach out to the Russian ambassador. I would point out, of course, that reaching out to the Russian ambassador is part of his job.
Right.
Perfectly legal. Having no conversations with people on the other side of the globe who have nuclear weapons, a very bad idea. It's very clear that the new president wanted to engage the Russians. It's called peace. What we're trying to achieve is peace as opposed to war. So Flynn, who I really believe is a patriot and who informed us here at InfoWars last week, was holding out under this enormous pressure. He has finally been broken by the combination of financial pressure and being cut off entirely by the White House.
So it seems to me you've got a situation where you have a witch hunt, and I'll get into the deep state civil war that I think is going on after I bring this to you, Roger. But it seems like here's the situation. You've got the witch hunt by Mueller's gang coming after everything and anything related to Trump. They go after Flynn. They're coming at him like rabid attack dogs saying, who do you know about Russia? Who did Trump do? Russia. And so Flynn is like, whoa, hey, like nobody told me to do anything with Russia. Nobody told me to collude with Russia. Nobody's directing shots here to make any moves because of Russia or anything like that. You know, don't worry. No, and Trump's not telling me to collude with Russia. So then it's like, okay, that's his statement. Then maybe they illegally wiretap him, calling Trump in Trump Tower or something like that, get a transcript. So then down the line, they raid his home, they intimidate him, they freak him out, and then they say, oh, what did Trump tell you? What did Trump tell you? He's like, well, he just told me to meet with Kislyak. He just told me to go have a meeting. That's my job. That's my job. We got Flynn. We got him now. And then the press runs with it. Flynn, Russia, Trump, Russia. It's all real. Is that pretty much what happened here?
Well, that was an excellent Alex Jones impression. We're both learning from the master. Yeah, I think you summed that just up just the way Alex would. The truth is that this is all procedural, but the real, I think, pathetic thing here is, and I can't stress this enough, is Mike Flynn is a lifetime soldier. He's not a politician. He's not a diplomat. He's a military man. He was well-suited for the national security job. He has not accumulated great wealth during his service to his country. The man is penniless. He's broke. He does not know how he's going to eat dinner tonight, and they're squeezing him, and no one is coming to his rescue. He is just physically... mentally exhausted. The last straw was being betrayed by the president's lawyers. The people around Flynn tell me this definitively. The president is getting terrible legal advice. He's next. He needs to wake up to the fact that he's next. That's the message.
So what is next, though, for Flynn? I mean, this doesn't do anything for the Trump-Russia collusion theory. I mean, this really doesn't do anything other than giving the media something to run with here to try to build this back up.
Well, I think you put it best. Aha! You see? The president told Flynn to set up a meeting with the Russians. We got him. Meaningless.
Yeah.
It's horse crap. It doesn't matter. Of course he did. That is his job. Once the election was over and Trump was the president-elect, he has the authority to have a back channel with the Russians. You may remember this media cycle. Oh, Jared Kushner was trying to establish a back channel with the Russians. Yes, he was. That's legal. That's perfectly appropriate. Even if the president told him, sorry, Obama, you're out. Donald Trump is in. He can have diplomatic relationships with any country he wishes. By the way, Obama had a back channel with the Iranians.
Oh, yeah.
A big news cycle on that. Where were the big stories on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton obviously had a back channel, too, to make the Uranium One deal. Roger, before you jump off here in just a couple minutes, I just want to know, it seems to me, I want to know your intel on this, it seems to me the overall picture, the overall landscape shaping up in my understanding right now is that what you basically had was under the Obama administration and all the corruption and all the crime that was going on there with him and his cabinet, you basically, and even dating back years before this with McCabe and Mueller and their cohorts and their crimes, which Flynn may or may not have been privy to some of that. So now that Trump gets in, not Clinton, they're freaking out. They think somebody might actually call them out. They have a president in the United States that's not colluding with them and their crimes, and they're freaking out because Flynn might have some intel. Is this like the deep state civil war that's going on right now with Mueller and McCabe trying to cover up for all the crimes over the last 8+ years?
I think we have to recognize that that General Flynn fell out very badly with the Obama administration. That's why former CIA Director Woolsey, a veteran deep stater, was promulgating this Turkish myth, clearly in coordination with brain-dead Joe Biden and the criminals Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes. I call them criminals because they knowingly use the NSA and the FBI to surveil American citizens for political purposes. Rhodes needs to be indicted. Rice needs to be indicted. Clapper, Brennan. See, wiretapping people in violation of the law and the Constitution, that's a serious crime, far more serious than, say, what happened at Watergate. Yeah, there do need to be some FBI raids, no question. I recommend the offices of Rice, Clapper, Brennan, Rhodes, et al. They violated my, Roger Stone, my civil rights. That, would somebody please call over to the Justice Department and wake the Attorney General up. Get him out of bed. See what he's doing. Sadly, I think the answer is nothing.
That's Roger Stone, as usual, bringing us the exclusive story. And we bring you the news, tomorrow's news, next week's news, next month's news, next year's news, today. We told you they'd come after Trump with the 25th Amendment. Now they're doing it. Now they're coming after Flynn. This whole thing is a total farce. Thank you, Roger Stone. We'll be right back on the other side. James O'Keefe will be joining.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.